Welcome to Sports on Tap Northwest, featuring
Matt Garl,
Kyle Carter. Let's do this, people.
Welcome to the biggest waste of half an hour in your entire life.
I don't really think you understand what we're talking about.
You'll never get this back, ever.
So deal with it. And
don't be mad at us.
You're welcome. What's up, everybody? Welcome to your newest edition of Sports on Tap Northwest.
Latest and greatest.
Latest and greatest. And guess what? This is the preview edition. We're going to preview NFL picks, college football, mainly Pac-12 picks. Fantasy football. We actually just had our fantasy football draft, so we're going to rank on some
tonight,
people.
Like, it's still fresh.
It is still fresh in the memory. Go on some other things. Go into our weekly segments as our music picks of the week, as well as the incomparable Man Crush of the Week pick.
Boom.
And I'm sure you're going to hear from the Voice of Reason as well. So be ready to look out for that one, everybody. So, Matthew Garl, how you doing, buddy? What you drinking?
I am drinking a Pyramid Outburst Imperial IPA.
Yikes. That was a mouthful.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Pyramid. Okay. All right. Hopefully they've read our tagline.
Yeah.
They're not. The expectations are low.
Yes, they are. It's called amateur.
And the maturity level. Pyramid's a great brewery out of Seattle.
Okay.
It's just a great summertime brew. It's good. You know, we just had our draft, like you said. So there's nothing better than doing fantasy football and some beer.
Amen to that.
It's just a light. It's dry hop, so it's kind of hoppy.
Okay, okay.
Which I like.
Nice.
So, it's just really, really great.
Nice.
What are you drinking?
I am going with the wine today, sir. I'm going with Alexana, which is a vineyard in the Willamette Valley in Dundee Hills. I'm drinking a Riesling from Alexana. It is fantastic. It is tasty. And for all those wine drinkers out there, I highly suggest that and the Pinot Gris. Again, for those of you thinking, I'm drinking beer, I don't care, shut up. I'm drinking wine, and I like it. So that's that.
But the best part about this, and I have to call you out about it.
Shut your mouth.
Every week. No. I'm fine with the wine. That's great. I like wine, too. It sounds like a great deal. You did a great job with that.
Yeah.
But you are mid-move, sir.
I am mid-move. So, you're right.
Your Fancy Dan wine cup is like an ABC.
Okay. I'll explain. I will explain. All right, everybody. I am moving from Beaverton to Southwest Portland. So literally, we are doing this podcast in an open room at my old house with nothing around
me. It's the greatest. We can yell whatever we want.
And we will not say those again. And the only cup I could find is one of my kids' cups that has the ABCs on it.
This is funny listening to you describe this Fancy Dan wine you're drinking out of.
Fancy wine into a kid's cup. But you know what? It happens.
Hey,
and we enjoy it.
Whatever receptacle you choose is great.
Yes. So drinking Alexana, you got some Pyramid, and that's what's on tap as far as what we're drinking. Now, here's what's on tap for what we're going to speak about in the show today. We're going to preview Pac-12 football. We're going to talk about Beavers, a little bit of Ducks, just because we have to and we hate them. Give you our championship picks for the North, South Division, who's going to win the championship overall. NFL regular season preview. Talk about, obviously, the Chiefs and Broncos, because that's our teams individually. Give you division picks, wild card picks, and, of course, our Super Bowl picks in the winter. Now, we alluded to it earlier. We had our fantasy football draft earlier today, which is one of the bigger drafts of the year, mainly because I run it, so it's very important to me. It's also very important to you, yes?
It is very important.
I mean, there's a big golden trophy that comes with it.
Basically consumes my life from now until the next 3 months.
Right. So we got some great fantasy draft picks, some very good fantasy draft tips to take with you. If you have another one here shortly, or if you're going to take it next year, because things are changing in the fantasy
draft. Most people have already drafted since.
Of course, they have.
NFL starts in 2 days.
But hear about it. We might call out some of the people who we're drafting with, but you know what? That just happens. Deal with it.
If you don't like it, start your own podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Gosh. Amen. We'll obviously give you our newest segment, our music selection of the week. We'll obviously do our weekly man crush of the week.
Because we're
comfortable with our sexuality. And then, of course, you'll hear from the voice of the reason. And we'll set you off until next week. So, sir, let's get into Pac-12 football. Obviously, it's been a weird week because our Beavers, they've got a little postponed.
They haven't played.
I feel a little bad because Nicholls State, our opponent, you know, like a Division I AA, got pushed off because they're in Louisiana. They're a part of the tropical storm Isaac, I believe it is.
You said you feel bad for them?
I do.
Why?
Because their families are in disarray. Oh, I mean, okay. Hello, heartless bastard.
Well, are LSU's family in disarray? Are Tulane's families in disarray? Because I'm pretty sure they both had home games in stadiums where the hurricane was right over it. And yet, they can't, Nicholls State can't come to, you know what? If a hurricane was coming here, you know what I would do?
What would you do?
Flee to the opposite corner of the country, which is what Nicholls State could have done, played in Oregon.
Well, you got to think about the families who are staying there who can't flee with them. The coaches and their families.
It's a tropical storm.
Listen, I have a heart and you don't. That's the end of this conversation.
Listen. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me that they can play a game in Baton Rouge where literally the eye of the hurricane passed directly over it, but right. We can't have one in Corvallis, Oregon.
Right.
I get it.
I understand.
We knew coming in it was no Katrina. Like, settle down.
Listen, it's going to be postponed, I think, December 1st, unless we make the Pac-12 championship, which will never happen.
I'll put $1 million on it right now. So the payoff would be roughly $1 trillion.
So, obviously, it threw us off a little bit because we love our Beavers, even though they are playing a nobody. But everybody else did play. Saw some interesting stuff, but really, it didn't really change our picks as far as North and South championship.
And the other thing I'd like to say about that is it is a huge bummer because next week the Beavers have Wisconsin.
Yikes.
I really was hoping to have a tune-up game going into Wisconsin. Although they didn't look the greatest, but still.
Yeah, the only silver lining in that is that they don't have any tape on us. You know?
Right. Yeah.
But ultimately, that's not going to matter because they're going to wax the floor with us anyway.
Well, you know.
I'd love to pull an LSU circa 2004 Alexis Serna missing extra points type game. You know, get close but not make it because we won't. You got a little something in your throat there, buddy?
I do. Sorry.
You're welcome.
Choking like the Beaver, or like the Badgers are going to do.
Choke?
Yeah.
Choke?
Kind of okay. Like I did on my delivery right there on that joke. But that's
point. Right. So, ultimately, I think the Beavers, I mean, we talked about this in past weeks, but you have them at the tip top going.
Well, they were 7-5.
You had them at 7-5.
That's playing Nicholls State, so now I guess they're 6-5.
Dude, they're going to play Nicholls State December 1st.
Let's Is it set in stone?
It's set in stone unless we go to the Pac-12 championship.
I heard,
no, or unless they go to the playoffs. It's set unless that happens.
I heard we could have possibly played Temple. That's just a rumor.
No, they turned it down. Because Temple wanted us to go there. Yeah, right.
Yeah, F it.
Yeah, right. Unless Bill Cosby's on the field. But it's not happening. He's a Temple alum. Don't worry about it.
And I was trying to think of some jokes to do in my adult.
Like the Joel pudding. You got to eat your pudding that made the pudding with the Joel pudding.
Hopefully somebody Googles worst Bill Cosby accent ever.
And that would be
and
me.
And we'll pop up soon.
Right. So I have us going. If we can get that game at the end, I have us going for possibly, at best, a 6-6. So we'll be 5-6 going into that, going, you know, to possibly get into a bowl, like the, you know, Emerald Bowl. I see us going like 4-8, 5-7, just because we're not there yet.
Do you know that Wisconsin, they're 1-0?
Yes.
You know who they played?
I'm sure a garbage team like Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa, excuse me. Did you know they beat them by 5 points?
Are you serious?
It's 26-21. Okay. So
you're making me optimistic.
And that was at Camp Randall.
Okay.
So I'm saying they're not like the powerhouse that we think they are.
I
got to believe that Monty Ball and that offensive line is awesome. So I'm sure they're good at running the ball.
Right.
And that may be one of our weaknesses.
But guess what? They're coming to Corvallis, baby.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's true. We'll have a full house.
It's not like last year. I knew going into it, we're gonna get pasted. And last year was kind of a
It was weird.
What was it? 35-0 last year?
I think it was 35-0, yeah.
But that was – it was crappy to watch because, like, at the end of the first quarter, it was 7-0. At halftime, I think it was 14-0.
Which –
And then it just kind of slowly got out of hand.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you're like, well, I can't believe we just lost 35-0.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. Before this last week, I thought they were going to come in and win 1,000-0.
Sure.
I don't know so much anymore. You beat Northern Iowa by 5 points.
Yeah.
That's not very good.
No, it's not. It's not. It really isn't.
Our schedule really lines up nicely, though, and all of our big games are at home.
Yeah.
So it's a couple swing games. We've got, obviously, Wisconsin at home. We've got...
At UCLA, I feel good about that.
At BYU and at Washington, probably both losses.
Right. Yep.
But we've got Arizona State at home, new program, new coach. We can beat them at home. We've got Cal and Oregon at home. Oregon probably a loss.
Yep.
We got Utah. We struggled with Utah. They're at home. I know we've already walked through schedule before, but... I'm just saying, there's a few swing games in there that we could.
That's lose. True, and you know, and you keep me optimistic, sir.
There you go.
And this is why I love hearing your opinion.
I like
sir.
The Beavers more than you, so.
Well, let's speak about these stupid, horrible, make me puke, dry heave in my mouth Ducks, who obviously slay Arkansas State in the first half. They put in backups, whatever. Marcus Mariota looks pretty legit.
Mariota,
whatever the hell. Who cares? You're a redshirt freshman. Deal with it.
Listen,
they're going to be good.
Yeah,
it pains
good.
Me. Really they're going to be good. They're going to be in. They're definitely going to be in the Rose Bowl picture, possibly the national championship picture. As much as I hate to say that, but if they get in the national championship, I'm hoping some SEC school waxes the floor with them. Yes, I said that. People listening who want to say, "Oh, go Pac-10, root for your Oregon teams," I don't give a crap. I just don't care. Like, period. End of story.
That argument doesn't work because when Oregon does well, it's not like there's a recruit out there that goes, "Huh, Oregon's good. I bet Oregon State's good. I'm going to go there."
Or they're thinking, "Oh, we get a couple extra payout." You know what? You know, DeCarolis is looking to build up the math building. So who cares? You know, really don't care. But
Oregon looks really good.
They're going to look good. I don't want to get into it. Sorry if all you Ducks want to hear us talk more Duck football, but it's not going to happen. But ultimately, we'll get there in a second. So our championship picks, North and South.
I mean,
obviously North, Ducks are going to take it.
We're going to be the same as everybody else.
Ducks are going to take it.
Yep.
South, USC. I mean, USC. Barkley, I have a mini man crush on that guy because ultimately I want the Chiefs to take him in the draft. It's not going to happen, but I see that happening, and I see USC just being pissed off. Even though they beat them last year in Oregon, they haven't been able to go to a bowl for, two, 3 years because of the sanctions? I see them taking it and going to the Rose Bowl, possible national championship.
They're not only are they good, but like Alabama is super good, but like they expect to be there.
Right.
And it's like they're just trying to avoid a huge letdown, right? Like they're just trying to dominate because they know they can. But USC, they have something to prove. They're super good. And I mean, they are going to be really, and they have an NFL quarterback. They have,
with two NFL first, second round receivers.
They have Jacksonville 2013's quarterback.
Yikes. Okay. So we have it
projection.
So we basically have it set as Oregon versus USC, and I mean, obviously, we hope for USC to win because we hate Oregon. Then again, I honestly believe USC will win.
I think
because they have a better defense.
Say what you want.
It's not gimmicky. It's an NFL related offense.
Say what you want about the Ducks. Like those are they're going to meet once on whenever they play each other in the regular season. That's going to be a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to meet again in the championship game. That's going to be a great game.
Yes, it is.
So, and I'm thrilled that the. Maybe not thrilled. I don't know. The playoff system doesn't start for another couple of years. Actually, I think 2014.
Yep.
So one of these two teams, USC or Oregon, is going to get bumped out in that championship weekend.
Well, hopefully Oregon is screwed by that time.
But I can't say USC or Oregon and say that team is going to beat the other one twice.
Well, you know Chip Kelly's going to run for the border at some point because they're going to get sanctions and like he tried to do this offseason and go to Tampa Bay, and you know. So, anyway, long story short, those are our picks. On to other picks. NFL. Broncos, Chiefs, division picks, and ultimately, who are your Super Bowl winners?
Let's start with NFC East.
Okay. Who do you got?
This, to me, is one of the most interesting divisions.
It is. It's a three-team race, like it has been. Washington Redskins, out.
Yeah, we know out. Redskins. I mean, they do have RG3, who I think is going to be awesome.
So, Eagles, Giants, Cowboys. Who you got?
God. And here's the thing. I think the Cowboys, and I say this every single year, on paper they look awesome.
If they stay healthy.
If they stay healthy.
Right. Because
you've got Romo, Dez Bryant,
right.
and DeMarco Murray.
Yep.
That's killer. I think that's awesome. But you, I can't bet on somebody going down. I just can't do it. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay. So you got Cowboys.
But last year we said the Philadelphia Eagles were like the Miami Heat, this all-star team.
But you also have Michael Vick who gets flicked and he's done for the 2 weeks.
Vick was flicked? I'll see what you did there. Flicked? That's a weird name. That's a weird...
Vlicked? Vlicked?
He'll get vicked. He'll vick himself. He's going to get... Eagles will be vicked.
Okay. We're getting dangerously close to inappropriate.
But if Vic can stay healthy, you got LeSean McCoy, one of the top three running backs.
So which one is it? Pick.
I don't know! And here's the thing. And then you got the Giants, who almost missed the playoffs, but then won the Super Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl. So go, pick. I want to hear it. We got a lot of divisions to cover here.
Let's put $1 million.
You had to put $1 million
on putting it on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, okay. And I have a similar frustration with picking here, but I'm conservative. In New York, when it comes to pressure, they come up on the larger end of the stick. So I got to go New York Giants here. What about the NFC West?
God, I hate this division.
It's tough.
It's the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By a long shot.
Yeah. You know what? I got the 49ers too. I might surprise you with a little bit something later.
You're saying,
just stop.
I mean, I already know.
Okay.
You're going
with this. Okay.
This is ridiculous.
But Cardinals, Niners, Seahawks, Rams, you got to go Niners. They're set. They got their entire defensive starters back, all 11.
Cardinals will be in the running for worst team in the NFL.
Yep. Quarterback situation is abysmal.
I feel terrible for Larry Fitzgerald. Yep. Hall of Fame receiver.
I do too. But guess what? I don't because he's making a gajillion dollars.
Well, I mean,
so whatever.
Quotation marks around. Feel sorry. Okay. NFC North. This is another tough one.
I gotta say, you gotta go Packers.
Yeah.
You can't bet against Aaron Rodgers. But then again, Lions are obviously starting to get there. But the Bears, with Cutler healthy, and I'm not necessarily a huge Cutler fan, but he has Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
He has Forte back.
Agreed.
That defense is always there. I feel like they can squeak ahead of the Lions and possibly push them out of the playoff picture. It's tough, but it's a toss-up. It's
a
toss-up.
I agree. The only thing with the Bears, it's like one of those I have to see it to believe it. I'm not saying it's impossible.
Sure.
Like, I'm not ruling out that they could be awesome.
Right.
And as a Bronco fan, when we had Cutler and Brandon Marshall,
it was
exciting.
Awesome. It was exciting.
It was great offense. But I got to see it to believe it. So I'm going Packers to
Me
win
too.
That division, and then Lions. I think if they can get any running back to do anything, then they'll be good.
Sure. So NFC South, what do you got? This is a crazy division. This is crazy. We got Atlanta Falcons with the always sure Matt Ryan team, but then again, they really can't do it in the playoffs. Like, Matt Ryan hasn't shown anything in the playoffs. We got the Carolina Panthers with Cam Newton coming in his sophomore season. Is he going to have a sophomore slump, or is he going to have a breakout season to where he takes him to a playoff spot, where he learns the offense and kind of does a little bit more than he did in his rookie season?
It was awesome last year, but they weren't very good.
You have New Orleans Saints, who have always been solid. Obviously, they've had all this bounty gate, lost their leaders as far as coaching perspective, but they still have Drew Brees. They still have all the weapons. So they're going to be winning games, but will they have enough? And then you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have a brand new coach. I feel like they have a lot more weapons, but I don't think they'll make it.
They'll be last. I heard it's something interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody calls out Matt Ryan because he hasn't won a playoff game.
Yeah.
You know who else started out 0-3 in playoff games?
John Elway. Or Dan Marino.
Peyton Manning.
Or Peyton Manning, because I apparently
need
three strikes.
I think he's turned out all right. So I'm not ready to throw the Falcons under the bus.
I completely agree with you.
However, the Saints, you can't,
No.
Games are played on the field, so I'm sorry that the coaches aren't going to be there.
It's
but
true.
Drew Brees could be the head coach himself.
It's true.
They'll be all right.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with the Falcons to win that division.
Okay.
Did they not win last year? I think they did, and they got balked in the first round.
Falcons?
Or,
They got taken out.
But they won the division last year. Or was it
No, Saints? It was the Saints.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still going with Atlanta.
Okay. Cool. So let's go AFC here. We're going back to the AFC. So let's go AFC East. Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. I think it's easy.
Patriots.
Done. Let's just
Next song.
Just move on. AFC West. Ooh.
Our favorite.
This is our boys. First off, you're a Bronco fanatic.
Yes. I'm wearing a Peyton Manning jersey right now.
I'm a Chiefs fanatic. I own probably two dozen Chiefs jerseys, which I'm not wearing. Like I said, 24? We're moving.
You wore 24 jerseys?
Dude, do you want me to tell you who I have? No,
that's right. But, okay, that's just a lot of jerseys. I'm impressed.
Hey,
I'm not mad.
I worked for the team in 05.
You were an intern.
Yes, I was.
Good for you. I'm
in Arrowhead Stadium. Dream scenario, sir.
I'm impressed. I'm not.
I drove to Mile High for the Monday Night Football game. Didn't end out like I wanted it.
I was going
to
say, didn't you?
But it happened. Yeah, we did. But guess what? Jake the Snake came to Arrowhead.
Jake?
And it was over.
Listen.
You and your Ashley Lalee.
That was almost as disappointing as last year when we cut Orton and the Chiefs picked him up and then beat us in week 17.
Yep.
But then we went on to win a playoff game. So, you know what? Who cares?
And I'm not going to lie. I was cheering for you guys. That was pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
I loved him, too.
He was the greatest.
Anyway, let's keep going.
What do you man crush in my life later?
Every segment, just assume he's going to say Tim Tebow, and then you'll be surprised when he says somebody else.
Exactly.
So anyway, see, West, go ahead. Just say who it is.
We can assume that the Raiders are going to come in last.
Of course. And then it's a three-team race.
It is a three-team race. I actually, you know, your Chiefs, a lot of talent there, and I think we're going to be in agreement that you hate Matt Cassel.
I do.
I'm not high on him, so.
I hate him a lot.
If he can be decent,
yep.
Chiefs will be pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
But obviously, not just because I'm a homer, but I think it's Denver's race to lose.
And you know what? You're going to be surprised, but I agree with you. It's one of those things where I feel like Denver is a 10-6 team.
Yep.
Takes the division, and it's between the Chargers and the Chiefs at 9-7, possibly even 10-6, but Broncos have the tiebreaker to get into that wild card. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I see the Chiefs. The fact that they went 7-9 with all those injuries last year, I feel confident because they have a great offensive line. But again, it only takes a couple injuries again, and we're in trouble. So I'm happy to see where we're going, but I'm not confident. So I feel like Peyton Manning's going to take you to the division lead, and we might possibly make the wild card, but we'll get to that here in a little
bit. What's tough about Denver, though, is we have the second toughest schedule in the NFL. Just listen to the first three games right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Houston. Then we get the Raiders. But then we have the Patriots and Chargers.
And then the Saints. And then
there's no gimme games. There's Carolina.
It reminds and that's what happens. When you're a division leader, you play a harder schedule the next year. That's why last year the Chiefs were a division leader the year before.
Yeah.
And they played one of the harder schedules.
It's just stupid.
That's
though.
What happens.
We're a wild card team.
Thank goodness you don't I mean, granted, Tim Tebow's great. Thank goodness you have Peyton Manning to at least bat that.
I see one gimme game. Well, I'll take the Raider games as gimme games.
Cleveland.
That's
Cleveland.
Three.
I get it. Tampa Bay. I wouldn't.
All right. That's four gimme games.
I get you. Hey, so, I feel you there.
Listen.
So we're in agreement on that as much as
that's
I
very
hate
big
to,
of you. I appreciate
as
it.
As much as I hate to admit it. Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Shows
so,
a lot of character.
AFC North. AFC North. I'm feeling, gosh, this is always tough because it's always between Baltimore and the Steelers, but then Cincinnati always squeaks in, and they did really well last year. They even got a wild card
Cincinnati's
last year.
Cincinnati's up and coming, man.
Cleveland, garbage.
They might be the worst team of all time.
I got to go. Oh, my gosh. This is the toughest thing. I mean, flip a coin with Baltimore and the Steelers.
Baltimore's defense is getting old. Yeah, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis.
Hello, Pittsburgh. Hello, okay. Polamalu, James Harrison.
Polamalu's still a baller, though.
But they're all old.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh just because I will never say it's Joe Flacco's race to lose.
And to be a host that likes to disagree, I'll go Baltimore because think of the running games.
Yeah.
Because Ray Rice compared to an injured Mendenhall and what Isaac Redman, where they got to pass it more. They do have a better receiving core, whereas you know the Ravens had Torrey Smith and Anquan Boldin, which is decent. But they do have Ray Rice. They do have a just as decent defense. So I'll go Baltimore there.
Ray Rice is
and
legit.
We'll split on Pittsburgh. So to finish it out on divisions, AFC South, who you got? I mean, this has obviously opened up because Peyton's gone. Houston's kind of the leading man.
Hey,
but who do you got?
It's the Texans. I don't think there's any question.
It's true. I mean,
it's got to be the Texans.
Is
awful.
Will there any – I mean, we'll get to wild cards here in a second. Do you see Colts, Jacksonville, or Titans being wild card at all? Just a shred of a doubt.
I think the Colts
– I flippin' agree with
the
you.
The Colts are going to be better than
Andrew
a lot
of Luck
is
was a recent man crush league of mine, and they – yes, I agree with you. So
Andrew Luck is better than, like, 16 or 17 quarterbacks in the league right now.
I agree.
Absolutely.
So wild card picks. Who you got for the NFC, sir?
For the NFC? Yep. So division winners, I've got, let me think about this. I got Dallas, 49ers.
You want me to just go? Because I got it.
Okay, you go.
I'm going to surprise everybody.
I know who it is.
I think Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, I think the Niners are going to go probably 11-5, 10-6, and take the division. But I think the Seahawks are going to surprise people and go 10-6 and take the wild card. And then on the other wild card, obviously, it's going to be between the Lions and the Bears. And I know that screws a lot of people out of the NFC South, where it's Falcons, Panthers, Saints, and all that. But I just think it's one of those two. And I'm going to go with the Bears because they know how to scrap. They're a cold-weather team. They know how to just go crazy on you. And so is the Lions, but they're domed. You know, they're in a dome. You know, you saw what happened to them in Green Bay week 17 last year when it was Matt Flynn against them.
Matt Flynn made his
took him over. Yeah. He got a contract out of it. So I'm going to go Seahawks with my rare – sleeper pick.
In my reach.
And the Chicago Bears. What about you, sir?
I see your Seattle Seahawks.
Raise me.
But because – I'm not going to raise you. I'm going to disagree with you. Because they're going to have an awesome defense.
Okay.
We agree on that. They might have one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Okay.
I get that. And Russell Wilson was my man crush last week. I think he's awesome.
He is.
However, who's he going to throw to? Nobody. Nobody. And Marshawn,
I'll throw names out there, but
Marshawn,
they're a little old. You got Braylon, you got Sidney Rice, I get it. I was
telling you.
Shut your mouth.
But
I don't want to hear your face.
Marshawn Lynch is awesome. He's going to go in beast mode every once in a while, but he's not.
Okay.
He's not, you know, the top. So my wild card would be I think the Green Bay is going to win the North, so I think the Lions are going to take
one of the. A little different.
Yep. And then I think the Saints. I think the Falcons are going south, and then I think the Saints are going south.
Okay, so I take solid. I think we're flip-flopping.
You can't deny Drew Brees.
I got you on that. So AFC, I'm going to go wild card picks. I'd love to pick my Chiefs, but I still think they're gonna miss out. As much as I hate to hear it or say it, I think I'm going Steelers because I picked the Ravens. I'm going Steelers. I'm going to say Chargers and hopefully jinx myself into a good position.
God, I want to puke.
I know. I hate Philip Rivers. Drink.
I would say, I think whoever doesn't, between the Chiefs and Broncos and Chargers, whoever doesn't win the division, the second team is going to be in the wild card.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Chiefs and Chargers, I got to go. I'll go Chiefs.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because they got a good defense.
They do.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Here's my reach. Indianapolis Colts.
God.
Andrew Luck is
taking it,
starting his journey to all time greatest.
You're saying the Chiefs and the Colts will outdo the Ravens.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. All right. Sorry, Colts.
Ravens.
Sorry, Colts.
Ravens.
It's
got it.
The Ravens.
Okay. All right.
As soon as, yeah, you're right.
Super Bowl picks, sir. Super Bowl picks.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
As much as I hate to say it, it's got to be the Packers. Because they're going to be pissed about last year. I think it got a little bit complacent. It's going to be Packers, Patriots, rematch of Super Bowl. I don't know what it was, but it was like 97. It was like, I think, Favre versus Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. Now it's Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And got to go Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go Packers. Winning it all. Taking the second Super Bowl. What about you?
Gosh. For me, the NFC, it's a toss-up between Green Bay and San Francisco.
Pick it.
San Francisco was on the doorstep last
Pick it.
Year. I'm talking it out here, talking out loud, so we do on podcast. Green Bay's defense was so awful last year.
They're going to get better.
I know.
That's why I'm picking them there.
San Francisco's defense was so good last year.
Yeah, are they going
to
get
better? So do I trust Green Bay's defense to get that much better or Alex Smith to get that much better?
Thank you. I was going to say, you got to take the offense of
But all San Francisco did was reload on offense.
Yes, they did.
I'm going with San Francisco.
Oh, baby.
Super Bowl pick.
You're going to make my wife and her family happy.
I'm putting my next 10 paychecks on it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm not. Just joking. I'm not going to put
all
on it.
All right, so who's picking? So who's winning?
Well, I didn't pick my AFC yet. So I'm picking San Francisco versus – I got to go New England. I mean, how can you not in the AFC?
Okay.
So San Francisco, New England. I say San – or I mean, excuse me, New England wins.
Ooh.
I say New England wins.
Okay. I was
talk about
wrestling
pissed
with
off.
Both of those.
The Patriots, if they can get back to the Super Bowl after the Giants beat them again,
it's on.
They would put 1,000 points
on
that defense.
We talked about this earlier, we just had our fantasy football draft, and we could talk about winners and losers, but ultimately, what are some fantasy football draft tips, or just do's and don'ts, ultimately? I kind of thought about, check your league scoring settings before drafting, because you can just draft a bunch of people who don't catch balls, but guess what? You got points per reception.
Ours is PPR.
Right. Half point.
Mm-hmm.
Read up on your injury report so you don't...
Yeah. Who was it?
You don't draft anybody that has a...
Somebody drafted Vincent Brown.
Actually, the two-time defending champ.
Drafted Vincent Brown.
It was late in the draft.
It was late.
It was late in the draft, so it wasn't that bad. So, the name, you know, yeah, it's not good. It's not bad, but he had an injury. He's out for the year, I believe. And then, and or people who have contract talks. So it's like MJD, Mike Wallace. Just check up on that stuff before you draft.
I was proud of our league this year because when did, I think Adrian Peterson was fifth round.
Yeah.
Like, I fully expected somebody to, like, take him reach. Third round.
Totally. I was proud of everybody, too.
I was proud.
QBs and wide receivers are becoming more valuable with a pass-happy league.
It is a passing league.
It is.
Certainly a passing league. And with that, though, so you think, since it's such a passing league, there's a demand on quarterbacks. However, since it's such a passing league, the league is kind of caught up with everybody.
Sure.
So there's so many quarterbacks out there that when I drafted, I wanted Aaron. I think Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are... And Drew, I'll put Drew Brees up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're the top.
Cream of the crop, right?
Cream of the crop. But there are so many other quarterbacks you can get by on. So, I mean, it's just the supply is really
Once you get past the top five or six, yes. Like Brees, Brady, Manning, Roger, not Manning. Well, maybe. Gosh. Manning, Rogers.
Who knows?
Cam Newton, Stafford. You're really starting to reach a little bit.
It's crazy because the quarterback market is so saturated. And the running back market is so
depleted. Yeah.
It is terrible.
Yeah. Agreed.
Which brings me to, so I had the seventh pick in our draft.
Okay.
And I spent my number one pick on Chris Johnson.
You can't go wrong with it.
Well,
it was tough.
Can't go wrong.
I'm right there with you. Like, if I was seventh and I had the choice between Breeze, which I took at ninth, or Chris Johnson, I would have gone Breeze. Because of the pass happy league.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree with you because I think he's going to have a huge bounce back league. He wouldn't have been there in the second round, and he gets three downs.
Yeah. And that's why I took him. But the thing, in my mind, there's three running backs, the top three, Aaron Foster, Ray Rice, and LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
They went 1-2-3.
Yes,
so in my mind, it's like, okay.
It went bam, bam, bam. I was expecting the Aaron Rodgers in there.
Yes, so did I. And so in my mind, I said, if I don't get one of those three, I want Aaron Rodgers. And I thought maybe there's a chance that I get one of those four people at seven.
Handed right behind you.
And
right ahead of you.
Rodgers went right before me. So then all of a sudden I'm in a panic. You know, it's like, yeah, I got to make a selection. And so I went with Johnson. And here's to hoping, I'm hoping that last year the first half was just a fluke because he wasn't in condition because the holdout and all that stuff. So,
well, I appreciate you taking Johnson because that left me with Brady or Breeze. And obviously the other guy before me took Brady, so I took Breeze. And around the second round, took Jimmy Graham. So I'm hoping they do their thing like they did last year. But ultimately,
you are repping the Saints big time here.
Well, yeah. Well,
let's fast forward to the fourth round. You took Darren Sproles.
I did take Darren Sproles, but it's like I said, PPR. So for a running back, he was the top receiving running back, and in our league, you get a point per 20 yards receiving, or sorry, per 20 yards returning. He is the kick returner and punt returner for the Saints. So you get those extra points that could turn the tide.
Is he returning kicks this year? Are we sure of that?
I believe so.
I don't know if he is. Well, I need to check on that.
Well, he
probably is. I mean, they have Ingram. It's like, you know.
Yeah, and Meacham's gone, and so I'm not worried about it. So ultimately, it's tough. But if you were to give a best and worst, who would you give it to? Without giving names or giving names, why not? Call people out.
Maybe we should call them by their team name so nobody really knows.
Well, I can give you that. So just
okay.
I can give you that. Well, I'll go first. I'm not gonna lie. I like my draft.
What's your team name, by the way?
Castle Grayskull.
That's what it's clever as hell.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it because I also loved He-Man.
Yes, He-Man.
But it's just weird. It's funny because you hate Matt Castle.
I hate Matt Castle.
But that's fitting though because it's like
it's the bad guy of He-Man.
Okay,
thank you.
Right.
So, and that's when I won my championship was with Castle Grayskull. So I'm Castle Grayskull 3.0.
Yeah.
Third year on doing that. I'm feeling good about it, but I do, gosh, dang it. There's a lot of good.
There's teams that here. Like for me. What's his team?
I'm feeling. Hartley's is. Gosh, he changed his name again this year.
Well, I just said Hartley. Sorry, Hartley.
He's the 2-time defending champ, so you can't get
first
mad
three
at
rounds
him.
Are a home run for Hartley. Aaron Rodgers, Rhys Jones-Drew, and AJ Green,
and Trent Richardson.
Trent
fourth
Richardson
round
could be awesome.
And then Hakeem Nicks in the fifth, and Decker. Decker and Hillis. Okay, so his first 7 picks, I'm jealous of.
Yes,
and he's got a decent rest of the way.
I kind of like Hartley. And who's the 2-time defending champ?
You better not three-peat or I will punch you in the neck.
We're saying it right now. Like, you've got a no-hitter going, and we're saying no-hitter so that it doesn't happen.
So you screw up.
God.
So
Dickinson had a good – if – this is a big if. If Forte shows up, Dickinson's got a pretty good draft. Tom Brady, Matt Forte, Victor Cruz, Steve Smith, Brandon Lloyd, who I'm high on this year.
Yep.
JerMichael Finley.
Tough with all their receivers. But yeah. Willis McGahee, solid.
Solid. Ben Jarvis. I mean, solid, yeah. At this point, we're at the, what, 8th, 9th round?
This is where you start taking chances.
The law firm, Ben Jarvis Green.
Yeah.
You know, toss up.
Yeah.
Who are we calling out as the worst? And I'm going to throw myself in there. I don't know.
I might throw you in there. I might throw you in there. I was very surprised by some of the stuff you did.
You took
Randy Moss in the 8th round. You blew me away with that pick.
I think.
In a bad way,
in
sir.
Your
I might just slap you silly.
I think, and I'm calling it right now, Randy Moss is going to rejuvenate himself this year. When I take Randy Moss in a keeper league, no way in hell. But I think this year, he's seen. And this is one of my flaws that I have.
Yeah.
Is that I think these guys, these mega egos, like I thought Terrell Owens was going to come in and not be
so
good.
So did I.
But like, I thought he was going to work hard and be a contributor.
I think he got screwed.
Because he saw the bottom, you know, he's been to the bottom of the barrel and, like, he's, you know, realized that it could be, you know, it's so fleeting and he, you know, you don't realize what you have or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to learn that they don't think like that. They don't. So
they don't.
Here, you know, I want to say Randy Moss will, but there's no guarantee that he will.
Well, you could surprise me, but I was kind of disappointed in you. But this is one of those things where you're like sneaky. You're like the snake in the grass that can come up and bite you.
It works out. And Robert Meacham right after that, I think I like that.
I get it. Robert Meacham could be the home run as your, what, 10th round pick, 9th
yes.
round pick? So,
yes. And here's the other thing. I'm not starting Randy Moss.
No.
I already had my wide receivers.
I get it.
So it's not that big of a reach.
I get it. No, it's true.
But you're right. It was. I mean, I probably could have gotten him the next round or two.
That's true. I get you.
What's his team name right there? I don't call him out.
Achy Breaky Mistakey.
Achy Breaky
Mistakey. It could have been an Achy Breaky Mistakey of a draft.
Let me just call out, your starting running backs are Jamal Charles, Michael Turner.
I'm not going to laugh at that. That's good. Jamal Charles in the 3rd round could be huge because he's a game breaker. He could get the big rounds. I love.
It's his ACLs even here.
I love Calvin Johnson in the first round.
I do too. That's a good pick.
He's got Welker, Wallace, and Calvin Johnson as his receivers. Okay, I shouldn't talk. Nothing. Achy Breaky Mistakey, he might have a huge draft there.
Oh, you know who's a dark horse in this league? What's his team name? Right there.
I don't know his team name.
Well, Phipps, you're a dark horse. Listen, if Adrian Peterson shows up and is a superhuman, like he
gets him in the 5th.
Listen,
gets him in the 5th round.
Ray Rice, Matt Stafford, Greg Jennings, Antonio Gates,
mm-hmm.
top three tight end.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have a big year. Adrian Peterson, Colston, RG3?
RG3?
Roy, hello.
Name it.
What's it called? With Robin Williams, he dresses up like a woman. Miss Doubtfire.
Thank you.
I had to talk that one out.
We should do a quote of the week. I don't know.
Well, if we had any production skills, we could insert it. Neither one of us have time or the skill.
Yes.
So
yeah, I'm pretty proud of us. There's not been a lot of giggling today.
No.
I usually giggle a lot.
We're pretty serious.
Or wheeze.
You do wheeze a lot.
I do.
You're like the band.
It's because I'm excited.
You're a wheezer.
I'm excited, people. Hey, let's get back on topic. Fantasy football draft tips. I know we talk about our draft, and we kind of give you the lowdown, but the one big thing that I wish our league did more of, and I know you and I do well of, and half our league does, but the other half is, like, allergic to it, is trading. trade, because don't be boring. Be involved. Do something. Not even, even if you just make the most outrageous trade request, meaning you're trading a kicker for a starting quarterback, do something.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get it.
Make the effort instead of anybody who offers me a trade is, I feel like I'm getting screwed.
Well,
figure it out. Do your research and do something.
To me, it comes down to this. Unless you're top three, if you're top three, then don't mess with it because you're doing
awesome. I agree.
Get in the playoffs.
I agree.
But if you're like, I've had a really bad stretch the last few years in both my fantasy leagues.
So take some risks.
I'm in the second half of the standings. So it's right. Like what I'm doing is not working. So I need to make some moves.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And whether they work out or they don't, which they have not for me, you got to do something. But on the flip side of that, to your point where you said offer something, I hate it when somebody tries to rip me off.
Well,
and they offer something ridiculous.
But then again, there can be back and forth. Start the conversation.
It starts with respect.
Do something.
It starts with respect.
I agree. But could you start with something?
I agree. No, I agree.
Okay.
But don't bring your stupid trade.
I agree.
Here's the thing. We've been in the league now. If it's a brand new league and you don't know who you're playing with.
I agree.
Offer stupid
trade. This is
trade.
The sixth year, though.
Yes. So you know that nobody's going to go for this
stupid
stuff.
So, league. You were just here. Listen to this flipping podcast. And this gives you a leg up. You know, because if you listen to this podcast, you understand what's going on. We understand what's in our mind. And we'll make – because if you don't, we'll make fun of you, period. End of story. We won't just say, who's this team name? We'll say XYZ. And XYZ is your first, middle, and last name, by the way.
And your social security number and your bank account number and your zip code. And
so make a trade. Do something.
This
be
is
exciting.
Officially – and this is kind of a random fantasy
I know what you're going to say.
This is the last year that I am – putting up with Michael Vick.
The fact that you put up with
him. I know! He screwed me so bad.
What, you didn't take him this draft, so I'm kind of proud of you. But
well, I'm in another league. I'm in a keeper league.
And you have him in there?
And he's in my keeper league.
Dude, you traded a tight end for him, so I'm proud of you.
Jermichael Finley for Michael Vick.
So
you got to do it.
You're awesome.
You got
right? For doing that.
The guy I traded with really likes is really high on Jermichael Finley. So.
Right.
And that's part of the trading. If you know, like, you know, you might honestly trade me like a Bronco or something because you know that there's a chance I might bite on it. You're like, no, you're...
You used to have a huge man crush on Noshawn Moreno.
I did.
So...
He was awful. He is awful.
Present tense. I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you.
He was great. He was so great in college.
I try to stay away from Chiefs because I'm such a man whore for Chiefs.
See?
But, you know, because it clouds my judgment. But as far as, gosh, speaking of clouding judgment and man whores, we're going to get to an awesome segment later, but we're going to start a new segment called our music selection of the week. And what if, I mean, I know what I've been listening to, but do you have somebody who you've been listening to in your stereo this week?
We did. So last week we started this. This is actually isn't the first time we've done this. Last
right,
week
but
we did it.
We've officially
and
made
we,
it a segment.
We so, well, yeah. Are we going to do it every week, though?
Every week, man.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
You can go old school. You can go, we can go Boys to Men.
All right. Well,
because I know
everybody loves Boys to Men. There's nobody that doesn't like Boys to Men.
Everybody loves Boys to Men. Like us, until you laugh
about
us.
Last week we sold it as like acoustic, chicked out rock.
We did.
Which I love. That's great. But I like some rock in my. I like the rock.
Who are you feeling right
and this
now?
This is a kind of a more punkish band. They're called You, Me at Six. And they're
okay.
A British punk band. You, Me at Six, check out, I say that, I can't think of the name.
You just talk about them, how they sound.
They're just, if I had to say what they're similar to, I'd say, Funeral for a Friend Without the Screaming, which is what turns off a lot of people. And they do a lot of, they have an acoustic album, which
okay.
Is good, so that can work too. So I just like, I really like him. I don't really know what to say about him, but check him out.
Nice.
You, Me at Six.
Perfect.
What do you got going?
Well, I'm feeling some Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers. These guys are a folksy, rocky, acoustic rock type of band who've been around a while, actually, since the late 90s to now, and they've kept that underground feel because they're not very commercial. But they came out with an album last year that I have really started to listen to a lot lately, mostly because it kind of is perfect for my life right now. I believe we just talked about how we're moving, Mm-hmm. Moving on to a new house, new beginning, if you will. And a lot of their songs are very family-oriented. Talk about, you know, loving where you're living and loving who you're around. And it's a great folksy acoustic rock stuff. Again, Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers, feeling what they're doing right now. Check them out.
And
we
were at the same concert where they played. We didn't know it. It
had to be like, what, 6 years ago?
Oh, not that far.
Yes, that far.
Matt Wirtz and 76.
Matt Wirtz, Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers, and John McLaughlin. I think he had a song called So Close for the movie Enchanted. He was at the Oscars. He opened up for Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers and then Matt Wirtz.
I don't even know who that is.
Well,
and it's weird to me that you think that he's... I mean, I guess if he's at the Oscars... Is that what you said, Oscars? Mm-hmm. So, for a movie award, which isn't music, by the way.
Right.
It's weird that he... Like, in my mind, like, Matt Wirtz, I thought was... Like, I got super into him in college. Mm-hmm. So, in my mind, I think he's, like, huge. And I kind of lose track of the fact that he's not at all.
But, which is why... He wasn't big at the time, but now he is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers, awesome. Check them out.
Yep.
And of course, it's the man crush of the week. So, sir, before we get to your pick, let's hear a little bit of music.
Color Me Bad?
Yes. Yes. Color Me Bad. Going early 90s.
Style. Awesome. I mean, not awesome and awesome at the same time.
And that's what I do.
That's what this podcast is all about. Being right? Not so awesome, but awesome.
But very amateur at the same time.
Fantastic. So who's your man crush of the week?
Okay, it's a little off the wall, but hear me out. Steve Maneri.
Don't know who it is.
Chiefs backup tight end.
Oh my God.
Let me give you a little bit of backstory. He is, this is more like for me personally.
Yeah, obviously. You don't say. The Chiefs backup tight end.
So he's been a tackle, an offensive tackle his entire life.
Okay.
And this year they asked him to move to tight end. He lost 45 pounds. And made the team.
That's cool.
As a tight end, because he was a great blocker on the end of the line, but also could catch passes. And I feel like if only I'd had 2 to 3 more inches of height, and that's, you know, I feel like I'd have made the pros as Uncle Rico said in the
football over the mountains.
I want to throw the football over the mountains. So. Steve Maneri, good for you, making the Kansas City Chiefs team, even though you were playing completely out of position.
Did he start as a lineman last year?
No, he was a backup. He almost didn't make the team. Well, so he went from way backup lineman to a backup tight end position switch to making the team. So,
cool story.
Good for him. Man crush of the week. Nice job, Steve.
It'd be cooler if he started, but it's cool.
Shut your mouth. Who's your man crush of the week?
Mine's a little off the wall, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Jaguars owner, Shahid Khan, or Shad Khan.
Wow. I know where you're going with this, and I think it's beautiful.
Because MJD.
He stood his ground.
I think he's great. MJD's great.
Yep.
But being a little selfish.
Yep.
He signed in 2009, he signed a 5-year contract.
Extension.
That would pay him $31 million over 5 years.
Yes, he did.
So that was in 2009. So he's played 2 years of that contract. And he tried to hold out for more money.
Well, 9, 10, and 11.
Well, 2009.
So 9, 10, 11.
No, 2009, before the season started. So that goes into 2010.
Okay.
And then 10, 11.
Okay.
No, maybe you're right.
It's 9, 10, 11.
So my math isn't so great. Anyways, that's not the point. Point is, his contract was not up.
Right.
And he tried to hold out for more money. And Shad Khan comes in, new owner.
Yes, with that fantastic mustache of his.
I mean.
Google Shad Khan. Just Google Jacksonville Jaguars owner mustache, and you'll see a fantastic.
If you Google epic mustaches, I'm sure it's in the top page.
Agreed.
Anyways, so A has an awesome mustache, and let's get this straight. Jaguars are awful.
They're terrible.
MJD's all they've got.
Yep.
So this is your star player saying, I want more money.
Yep.
And what does he say? He says, I'm not paying. And his direct quote was, the train is leaving. Run, you better get on it.
Yep.
And
awesome. I loved it. What I happened? Loved it.
MJD caved and reported back to camp with no new contract. That's awesome. So Shad Khan, and Shad Khan is a Tim Tebow fan. Good for you. Good on you. You're my man crush of the week.
I like it. I like it because you know he did what he needed to do, and guess what? He won. Because
I'm sick of players running the teams. Oh,
I only make $5 million a year.
And Dwight Howard's of the world, you can't pick your own trade.
No.
You can't do that. That's not how it works. No. You're an employee, not an employer.
Right. I agree.
God, don't get me started.
I like to set it off and set it up for our amazing, beautiful lady friend over here. Voice of Reason, who will recap how awesome or how
stupid
we are, which we basically are. How's it going, Voice of Reason?
All right. Wow. That definitely was a huge waste of time. All I have to say is huge shout out to Garl. Best decision ever. Picking the Niners to go to the Super Bowl. You are wrong, however. The Niners are going to take it home. Suck it.
Why am I not surprised?
Other than that, I just have to give a little shout out to the wives for fantasy football. We are officially fantasy football widows.
Yeah.
The season has started. The craziness will ensue. We're so sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, too. But you know what? That's all right.
We'll make up for it in the off season.
Right. Yeah. Football's back. We're excited. Our two-year-old's already saying, I want to watch football. Of course she is.
That's right.
Other than that, I'm just going to spare you guys. This is way too long. And next time, you guys need to lock it up.
We apologize.
Lock it up. All right. That's all I got.
Well, looks like we were both called out there.
Yeah. Listen, She's the voice of reason.
And you know what?
That's why she's here.
You know what? We apologize, but then again, we kind of don't to all you listeners, the six that you are listening. Hey, we've improved, by the way. We went from 2 to 6. We know we're pushing an hour on this episode, but then again, hey, we're just talking, and it happens.
It's your fault for staying this long if you're listening to this
Thank
part.
You. So, but then again, it's also an investment. You waited this long, and it's still amazing. So you're going to love this outro.
All those jokers that cut out 25 minutes did not get any Color Me Bad.
Nope. So they did not get Color Me Bad. And guess what? They won't get the even extra bonus Color Me Bad. So you know what? You're welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening. And I kind of just said it, but Matt, what do you got to say?
You're welcome.